Today I'll continue with the subject of the recent court case in which a disabled woman was allowed by all levels of state and federal court to be starved to death. This is relevant to the seven universal commandments of the Torah, since all people are commanded by God to establish courts of law that will carry out justice according to these seven laws. If a court system systematically perverts these divine laws, this drives God's blessings away from their nation. Those who set up courts that are contrary to the seven laws commit a sin, and anyone who lives in a city without proper courts must try to correct this situation. How can a person determine this? There are a few key points to consider. Are the laws proper? Are the judges proper? And are the cases tried properly? First, look at the judges. A judge must not be arrogant and issue decisions too quickly. It is forbidden to bribe a judge or for a judge to take a bribe. This includes any gift, favor, or benefit, since justice must be impartial. Next, consider the process. A person may be convicted in a non-Jewish court by a single witness who is known to be righteous. If the character of the witness is not known, it takes two witnesses to be able to convict. The witnesses must be scrutinized to reveal any flaws in their testimony. There are several who are disqualified as witnesses or as judges, including sinners, husbands of women involved in the trial, and people who could benefit from the decision. Finally, someone who gives false testimony which causes a person to be killed should receive the death penalty. Then, ask yourself if the courts and laws follow the seven universal commandments. You can bring civil cases to an Orthodox rabbi or a Beit Din, as long as both parties agree to accept the ruling. Non-Jewish courts are not obligated in higher standards of Jewish courts, but they should be points of reference, as follows. A judge should not sit on a court with another judge whom he knows to be a sinner. If a judge knows for sure that one of the witnesses is lying, he should judge according to the way he understands the truth. Every judge should have these following personal qualities: wisdom, humility, fear of heaven, fear of sin, contempt for money, love of truth, and be beloved by others, and a good reputation. He should observe the seven laws, and he should control his evil inclination. He should be courageous to judge against sinners who would threaten him. He should not chase after money, and he should love truth and hate falsehood. If such a judge can't be found, then one should try to find one who meets as many of these requirements as possible and hope for the best.